I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, scheduled for this coming Monday and Tuesday, is probably the most prestigious annual event for purebred canines. For more than 100 years, it has been open exclusively to dogs with only the best pedigree, until now. This year, something new has been added to the schedule, the Masters Agility Championship at Westminster, happening today, and it's open to both purebred and mixed breed animals. When talking about opening the Agility Championship to mixed breeds, David Fry, spokesperson for the Westminster Kennel Club and longtime co-host of the Dog Show telecast, said, "It allows us to really stand behind what we say about Westminster being the show for all the dogs in our lives." One of the mutts having a chance to compete in the agility event is Jimmy, a mixed terrier and shelter rescue who was adopted from the Richardson Humane Society in Texas. He may not have all the fancy paperwork that a pedigreed animal would have, but he's got lots of energy and ability and enthusiasm. Unlike the dog show itself, which is based on appearance and on how well a dog conforms to the standard for a particular breed, the agility competition is about skill and brains and determination. It's also about teamwork, because the human and the dog have to work together to have a fast, clean run. Jimmy has been lucky at least twice now, once when he was adopted and again when his entry was chosen as one of 228 selected in a random draw from more than 600 who applied to compete in the Westminster Agility Championship. But today, he won't be relying on luck to win. Instead, he will be relying on his owner and teammate and on his training and skills as he tackles the challenges and obstacles at the agility course. Whichever dog wins the Master Agility Championship at Westminster, purebred or mixed breed, it will be a celebration of the special bond between human and animal that makes these furry creatures our best friends when we're speaking of pets.